Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Federal immigration agents took more than 100 Iraqi nationals into custody with plans to deport most of them. We've heard about a number of Muslims being deported, but many of these Iraqis are Christian Chaldeans. Deporting them to Iraq means they could face persecution in that country. The American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan has filed a class actions lawsuit to stop the deportations, arguing that they should be given the opportunity to prove that they could face torture or death if returned to Iraq. Nathan Colasso is a Chaldean community advocate. He also founded Keys Grace Academy, a Chaldean-centered charter school in Madison Heights, and he joins us now. Most of these 114 or so people are being held at a detention facility in Youngstown, Ohio. You've been working with the ACLU in Ohio to get these Iraqi immigrants legal representation. How's that effort been going?
Well, just a couple things to clarify. That the number has been increasing ever since Sunday. There have been isolated or handful of raids that have been taking place throughout the week this week. At Keys Grace Academy, my sister had operated Code Legal Aid, which served as an advocacy and counseling organization to service low-income families. And so what we did was Sunday night, we put out a call to action and opened our doors at Keys Grace for families to come in, and we served as a clearinghouse for the ACLU. Since then, Code Legal Aid, the organization that my sister founded, has been listed as a co-counsel on the federal complaints. What we are doing right now is sort of acting as a triage center. Families come in, we obtain information, and we try to link them up to affordable attorneys, because although the ACLU has filed the complaint, we are still recommending that all families retain proper legal representation on an individual basis.
There's a large Chaldean community in southeast Michigan. The Chaldean Catholic bishop has called last weekend's roundup of immigrants a, quote, very strange and painful day for our community in America, end quote. What's been the reaction in the community to these detentions?
A lot of frustration and confusion. The confusion lies, I guess, if you will, because this community has suffered under several circumstances. For decades, we have been victims of genocide, stemming back to World War I during the Ottoman Turkish massacre of our people. And just as recent as March 2016, our people were declared victims of genocide by the Obama administration, reaffirmed by the current administration and by this Congress. So the confusion and frustration lies there. Although these folks may have criminal convictions, some of them range from 15 to 20 years ago, and they have maintained good status as residents in this country. They have built lives. They have started families. They're business owners. They're taxpayers, and they have rehabilitated themselves. And so the question is, how could you send these folks back into a fire?
You mentioned Congress. It's working on a bill to aid Christians and other minority religions in Iraq and Syria who have been targeted by Islamic State militants. In the meantime, this agency, ICE, is sending those very same kind of people back to Iraq. I'm wondering what you think of what seems to be a contradiction in goals by government officials.
That's what we're wondering, too. This is where the hypocrisy lies. And we've made broad efforts to appeal to whoever we can. There's been a congressional Democratic delegation letter that's been led by Congressman Levin. We are trying to make an appeal to the vice president's office. We have a conference call set up later for today to try to do something, to get something on his desk. So we're pursuing political efforts as well as legal efforts.
A spokesman for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says this rounding up of Iraqi nationals is, quote, routine, something that's done on a daily basis. And I got to think, I haven't heard of anything like this. How often in the past?
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's simply not true. This was deliberate. First and foremost, it was done on a Sunday. That's a very important day in our community. Anyone who knows Southeast Michigan knows the Chaldean Assyrian community here. We were very proud. We wear our religion on our sleeve. And to utilize Sunday as a day in which immigration raids were conducted is vicious. It was deliberate. It was intentional. And we know exactly what this stems from. This stems from a sort of quid pro quo between the Iraqi government and the Trump administration to remove Iraq off of the travel ban list, the revised travel ban list. In exchange, Iraq would take back nationals who were under deportation status in the United States. If this was such a routine thing, then how come some of these folks who have had deportation notices for the last 25 years were not rounded up in the last 25 years?
You were quoted in Politico. You were mentioning a woman whose uncle was detained, and he was to be a bone marrow donor to her. Can you tell us about that?
He served as a bone marrow donor on two separate occasions. He saved her life. He had minor convictions in the 80s and 90s, nonviolent offenses, and he's at risk of being deported. Someone who has rehabilitated himself, who has set himself up, who has saved lives. She's an American. She was born here. He has saved an American's life on two separate occasions. I mean, these are some of the cases that we're dealing with. We're trying to put faces and stories on the surface because there is so much misinformation and misconceptions about these folks. These are not people who came here illegally. They came here legally. They may have fallen into some trouble. Okay, but they have rehabilitated themselves. They are taxpayers. They love this country. For some of them, they've been here since they were 6 months old. So we're trying to put stories on the surface level so that folks understand what we're dealing with.
Nathan Colosio founded the Keys Grace Academy, a Chaldean-centered charter school in Madison Heights, and we've been talking about the more than 100 Chaldeans who have been detained by federal agents and taken to Ohio. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for providing awareness on this matter and for this interview. Thank you so much.